This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The nation will celebrate the 79th Independence Day tomorrow, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. The theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure, and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. The success of Operation Sindoor will also be celebrated during the Independence Day celebrations this year. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life have been invited to witness the celebrations at the Red Fort this year. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, Sikh youths who are getting trained under the PM Vikas scheme are among the special guests in the Independence Day ceremony at the Red Fort tomorrow.
On this Independence Day, Akashvani brings you a special program on Operation Sindoor, a testament to the bravery and valor of our armed forces.
Operation Sindoor, Nyay ki akhand pratigya hai.
Tune into 100.1 MHz Akashvani FM Gold at 9:30 PM on 15th August.
President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. India today hit out at Pakistan for reckless, warmongering and hateful comments from its leadership, saying that any misadventure will have painful consequences, as was demonstrated recently. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal said Pakistan would be well advised to temper its rhetoric. He said it is well known modus operandi of the Pakistani leadership to whip up anti-India rhetoric time and again to hide their own failures.
युद्ध भड़काने वाले और नफरत भरे बयानों के निरंतर सिलसिले पर रिपोर्टें देखी हैं अपनी नाकामियों को छुपाने के लिए बार-बार भारत विरोधी बयानबाजी को हवा देना पाकिस्तानी नेतृत्व का जाना-माना तरीका है जिससे आप भलीभांति अवगत हैं पाकिस्तान को सलाह देते हैं कि वह अपनी बयानबाजी में संयम रखे क्योंकि जैसा कि अभी हाल ही में हमने देखा था और आप लोगों ने भी देखा था किसी भी प्रकार के दुस्साहस का परिणाम दर्दनाक होगा
On the award by Court of Arbitration regarding Indus Water Treaty, Mr. Jaiswal said, India has never accepted the legality, legitimacy or competence of the so-called Court of Arbitration. BJP has accused Congress of adopting double standards on Special Intensive Revision, SIR, conducted by the Election Commission in Bihar. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Gajendra Singh Shekhawat accused senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of questioning the integrity of constitutional bodies and attempting to mislead the people over the issue. In Jammu and Kashmir, under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, the Jammu District Administration today organized a grand Tiranga Yatra to mark Independence Day celebrations. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that massive participation was seen in Maha Tiranga Yatra. In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive cloudburst hit the Padar area of Kishtwar district today. At least 10 persons are feared dead in the massive cloudburst. Our correspondent reports that the incident took place in Chashwati, a remote village en route to the Mashal Mata Yatra in the district. Chashwati is the last motorable village en route to the shrine. However, the annual Yatra to the shrine has been suspended following the incident, as authorities mobilized all resources and are heading to the scene to conduct a massive rescue and relief operation. Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah on the cloudburst. And that is the end of this news bulletin.